Welcome home. We are WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Hope you're setting a place on your dial out on the radio. We're still on the radio, even though you find us on YouTube or Facebook or somewhere out on social media. I'll tell you where you can find us. Doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour anywhere and everywhere. We were at Coco's on Wednesday. We're going to spend Fleet Weekend on Friday at NFL's Point at Cooper's. We will have the newest scratch-offs. These are the Gold Rush Doubler Sevens. I've been trying to get used to saying that. Gold Rush Doubler Sevens. We had a $20 winner, which was twice the fun. That was out of Coco's on Wednesday. I am wearing my Costas shirt because we're going to be at Costas on Thursday before the Orioles beat up on the Yankees, make the Yankees the next victim. And, of course, our friends at Liberty Pure Solutions keeping our water clean, as well as Jiffy Lube MultiCare putting us out on the Crab Cake Tour. Oh, and at Pappas on the 25th in Parkville. Got some great guests lined up for that already. We have really had a good time at Coco's. I had Max Weiss over there and Rasig dropped by and Tom Pierce from Baltimore Classic 5, who's a Phillies fan. We'll worry about the Phillies this weekend. We'll get to this guy next weekend. The Guardians are on the Orioles dance card. But so much talk about the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. He actually, I went in the studio before the Wednesday, and they lock up the spin machines. I wasn't allowed to do the spin machine. But John did come over and at least touch the lucky tickets. I had a $20 winner at Coco. So I don't know, man. You have some sort of magic touch. But I figure you're out trying to figure out how to pay all these bills for home run riches because this team keeps hitting the ball.
We do have a lucky touch here. I only gave you the $20 lucky touch, though, because I didn't want to go, you know, too far into it with all the incantations and the burning of incense that it has to go with that. Talk about Major League again.
We had a $100 winner at Coco's last year.
Wow.
I don't even remember what the promotion was, but everybody remembers it. And every time I go in there, they're yep. like, we had, you know, you don't forget when somebody at the bar says, I just want $100. And I feel like $1 million. And, you know, I get to come back and take pictures and send them to you. But when people win, even when they get to play, I mean, when it just giving somebody a ticket, you see them light up. And when they don't win, they're like, hey, thanks for trying. And I guess that's sort of the spirit of a $2 ticket, to have a good time with it.
Absolutely. And I've just been handed this note by our product development team. The correct name is Gold Rush Sevens Doubler. I know you've been working on Gold Rush Doubler Sevens.
So it's the sevens before the doubler or the doubler before the sevens?
Gold Rush Sevens Doubler.
Doubler.
I know. Gold. Rules. We got rules. Jeez. We got
I just got to say it the right way. I mean, it's brand new to me. I know how to say Pac-Man.
Hey, that's still going well. Very nice.
This many of those left, but I'm into the, let me say it right, Gold Rush Sevens Doubler. Is that good?
There you go.
I'm gonna
that'll
say
work.
It just, it's going to be like WNST is what it's going to be like.
Oh, please. Yeah. Right. Well, we'll confuse it next time. Don't worry. We got more stuff coming down the line that's even more confusing than that.
Home run riches. I would just say this.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
Where the Orioles are and where my life is in watching the games and the Braves and the Phillies and the Yankees. I mean, we're really into the meat of the schedule. Crowds are picking up, sellouts all week, and we got Fleet Week. So much going on. But that home run riches promotion stays in front of me every single day. And look, we all feel good when the Orioles hit a home run, but there's somebody out there who feels $500 better in 5G when they hit that grand slam.
You know, it's a lot of fun on multiple levels. I mean, first off, the actual game itself, the home run riches, bases loaded $5 fast play game, which has a progressive jackpot. And I don't want to get this lost in the excitement about the home runs, but we had a gentleman at the Stevensville shortstop, I believe, recently won the top prize. The progressive jackpot at that time was over $137,000. So that's a lot of fun. He thought, you know what, I'm going to buy a couple of these tickets because even if I don't win any cash, I'm going to be in the contest of the game and maybe I can win some home run riches money.
Maybe he was on the way to the beach because that's when I stopped in Stevensville.
You know, I'm thinking maybe he was listening to Baltimore Positive.
Clearly has a positive outcome. There's no doubt about that.
But the outcome you're talking about with the home runs and the grand slams, yes, we had a recent winner, Miss Donna Beecham of Arbutus. I know I make fun of Arbutus from time to time, but here's a big winner, Donna Beecham. She won for one home run hit. Then the second home run hit was a grand slam. And her takeaway after all the dust settled and the bases were cleared, $6,000 win. against the Tampa Bay Rays. So how about that, huh?
Well, they get the bases loaded enough to keep it interesting. Once or twice a night, they get enough base runners. They don't always knock them in. I mean, there's some nights when the left on base isn't there, and everybody in baseball strikes out a lot. But when the bases get loaded, it sort of activates me a little bit more. I get activated when there's two on.
Coming up this weekend, not to diminish the Braves series by any stretch, but the Phillies, you're right, talking about big series this weekend. We have three people for the Friday night game. Alan Yingling, I kid you not, Alan Yingling of Glen Burnie is in the batter's box as our contestant of the game on Friday. Jacek Cybor is on deck from Phoenix, Maryland for Saturday. And then on Sunday, Nina Adams from Middle River is our Sunday contestant.
The Phillies have great pitching. So that's,
they
mean?
Do.
This isn't, you want to be the home run richest contestant. We're playing like the White Sox. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm thinking anyway. I mean, I'm gaming it. It's an odds business. You know this, right?
Numbers. It's all about numbers, Nestor.
All right. So listen, we got things happening here, but I went up to the website and I could talk about a million different things going on with the lottery, but it caught my attention that there is a win a trip to cheer on Team USA at the Olympics. And I've been to Paris. You know what I mean? So I'm figuring this is an interesting competition you have going on here.
We just began. You can go to mdlottery.com for all the details. But it's a Mega Millions promotion, which means any Mega Millions ticket you buy from now through August 12th, you can enter into a second chance contest and have a chance to win Team USA prize packs or a trip for two to cheer on Team USA at either your discretion as the winner, the 2026 Winter Games or the 2028 Olympic Games in I believe Los Angeles.
Hold on. So this isn't for this summer. This is going to be played
that's
during
quick to
the
turn
Olympics.
Around. Yep. Yep.
Okay. So it's not a whisk away trip. This is a,
no.
Hey,
you
got
to plan for stuff
and
like
you get
this.
To plan where you go. Okay.
Yep. You got to plan for stuff like this. So you can enter your winning or non-winning Mega Millions game tickets. We don't care. Go to mylotterywards.com and we will have three drawings. Drawing number one, July 1st, Monday, July 1st. Drawing number two, which is before the Olympics. Drawing number two, July 22nd, which is right before the Olympics. And drawing number three, which is August 12th, which is right after, I believe, the torch is extinguished and they're making plans for the next one. At each drawing, we will have 11 winners selected. 10 of them will win a merchandise prize pack. You know, your obligatory hats and hoodies and
I bet it's red, white, and blue.
Oh.
Just the way I like it.
Did I tell you that? Did you just figure that out?
Well,
good for you.
Go USA. It's an
there
Olympic
it is. There
summer.
You go. Red, white, and blue. Absolutely. But one lucky winner in each of these three drawings will win the Olympic game trip plus the merchandise pack. And again, at a date to be determined, you can select either the 2026, which I believe is Italy. I believe
is that Italy?
Olympics. I believe it is.
That's better than Paris. I've already been to Paris. I haven't been to Italy yet. This trip is getting juicy.
I believe I should be better prepared for these things.
Well, I was going to Google it myself because I'm like, I don't really. And now that you've mentioned LA in 28, I'm down with that. I know that. I was in LA recently. I saw a sign. I'm like, oh, yeah. 26. Do we get it right? Is it in Torino? Is that right?
It could be. It's the Winter Olympics then, of course.
Hold on. I'm going to look it up just because I need to know. I need
because
to know.
We're, if
Milano,
anything else,
Milano.
We are fact-based here, Nestor. You and I, nothing but the facts.
It will be held in Milano in Cortina d'Ampezzo.
Okay, Italia. The English translation of that.
I don't know. I speak un poquito de español. John Martin is here. We're speaking English. He is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. Hey, I wanted to bring up that you mentioned this as a Mega Millions. There's also like this jackpot reset promotion you got going on only for like another week, but it pertains to Mega Millions, right?
Well, it pertains to both Mega Millions and Powerball, depending on when one of those jackpots is won. We will then, upon the next draw, start a two-week promotion cycle where, and this is where it gets a little confusing here, when, for example, Mega Millions is won. On the next Mega Millions draw, we'll start the promotion for 2 weeks that you buy a Mega Millions ticket at the base level, $20 million jackpot. And you may, on a random basis, win a freebie for the Powerball draw, whatever it happens to be. Now, typically, these things kind of complement each other, right? When one is hit, the other one is significant three digits, and then they kind of...
Well, they both have been hit recently.
Yeah, we're a little light on both of them.
My wife would look at this and say, what am I going to do with $80 million?
She throws it back. She throws those back, doesn't she?
She just doesn't get in. That's probably pretty typical of your players as well.
Yeah. So this is an unfortunate circumstance where they both were hit relatively recently, as well as multi-match. So we have all three of our jackpots are in the seedling stage. We are nurturing them. We are watering them. They will grow. Come back to me in a couple weeks on jackpots.
See, I'm worried
jackpots.
About you paying the bills for these $5,000 grand slams all day. And as it turns out, man, you guys have already been wiped out at the jackpot level, huh?
Yeah. We do have a lot of fun. You know, we talk about these big trips to Paris and Italy Italy and LA for the Olympics. We also have more localized travel packages. Here's one that goes under the radar, but I think it may be appealing for some subset of our listeners. We have a 2-night getaway to St. Michael's Maryland.
Had a crack gig there.
You can go to the My Lottery Rewards, and if you are a member, great, then you're already aware of it, but you can enter 25 of your draw points out of your bank account for a chance to win. Pretty nice package at the 3-day, 2-night accommodations at the Old Brick Inn in St. Michael's, and plenty of some spending money to enjoy. Hopefully it'll be a nice time of the year. That contest is open until July 2nd. And so someone hopefully can win that and have a nice end of the summer.
That's almost like a staycation, right? Hour away, go, hang out. You're close to home. We've done that. I stayed on a boat in St. Michael's on the crab cake tour 2 summers ago. St. Michael's is beautiful. I mean, and I'm shocked by how many people I know that haven't been there because hold on. You're raising your hand, John. I see you.
Yeah.
John, let me call you.
I have not been there.
Why?
Because no one invited me.
I know why, and I'll tell you why. It's not on 50. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's in the Ocean City and back and forth. You have to, like, get the little hook curve down there at Easton. You got to make a right turn at Easton, make a hard right. And then you get out onto that Tillman Islands out there.
Yep.
Yeah, the whole deal. I have friends that live out on that area, so I've been there. It is stunningly beautiful to see the bay on one side, the inlet on the other side, on the other side of the state where – it's St. Michael's. Win that prize and you'll go back to St. Michael's because it's
beautiful. Well, unfortunately, hang on, let's be clear. I cannot win that prize.
No, though I'm talking about the audience.
I cannot
win that prize.
But yes. No, I can go into the vault and get my own money.
You
and,
should go to St. Michael's whenever you can as well. Experience.
I will do that. I will do that. And
you've been to Lone Oconee. We've talked about this.
There are many parts of this wonderful state I have yet to see.
All right. Well, I'm working on that. That's why I'm doing the oyster tour this summer. I've had the oyster recovery people showing me all of these places on the map. And I'm like, all right, never been there. That'll be new. So, you know, I'm all about that. Speaking of new, I didn't even know how to pronounce this. So let's promote this. Gold Rush Sevens Doubler. And I was screwing it all up because it's like a whole family. There's a Gold Rush 777. There's a Gold Rush Sevens Multiplier. I think I'm saying it right now. There's a Gold Rush Sevens Tripler. And then there's just like a Gold Rush Sevens. And I thought, you know, I thought I would get the dollar tickets, and it turns out I got the $2 tickets. So that makes the Gold Rush Sevens Doubler, where the top prize is 10 grand. And people are not lost. When I gave these out of Coco's, right out of the cellophane, that from your offices, the minute they see it, they see the 10 grand. They know what's at stake the minute they look at it.
Yes, absolutely. No, this is a great promotion. We typically try to do these family of games a couple times during the year. Most notably, right at the beginning of the year in January, we have a rollout of that. And then in the spring, we do a similar campaign, which is what we're in the middle of now, the Gold Rush Sevens campaign. And then we'll do it again sort of around the holiday time, around the middle of October when we start to get into the holiday season. So we like to do these things, more importantly, players like that, because it gives them different price points, and they oftentimes will contribute to similar second chance prizes if they're available, and winning experiences, and it's a lot of fun.
All right, so, you know, math's not – hasn't been the strongest thing since third grade with me once they started to put algebra in. The math of these and these family of tickets that you talk about. So I buy a $1 ticket, I can only win how much. And then I buy a $2 ticket, and I buy a $5 ticket, how much? And it sort of works that way. But there's a place you can go to MB Lottery. You can learn about these odds, right? Because it's important for people to understand what they're playing and what they're buying.
You know, being part of the responsible gaming campaign that we are is a we do preach education and being aware of the games that you play, whether they happen to be scratch offs, draw games, whether you're walking into a casino, whether you're playing sports wagering on a mobile device, whatever entertainment options you choose in the gaming spectrum of things. Yeah, please be educated on that. You can go to mdlottery.com. You can look at a picture of all these scratch offs ahead of time so you can see, all right, and maybe colors are appealing to you. Maybe that's the style of the way the game is played.
People love these Pac-Mans.
Yeah.
They did because they love Pac-Man. They love the Ravens and you know,
absolutely
love those.
Absolutely. So look at it, become educated, understand what the top prizes proposition is, the probability of winning. For instance, the $2 Gold Rush Sevens Doubler, the probability of winning is 1 in 4.2. Now, that does not mean that if you buy 5 tickets, you are guaranteed to win. No, it means that in the scope of the entire run, and we print for a ticket like this, we may print 2 million tickets. So
wow,
if you looked at 2
many?
Million tickets,
wow.
And you look at the prizes available, a certain number of $20 winners, that's how you then do the quick math that says, okay, 2 million tickets, divide the 20 winners, 1.420. So that's the way the calculation is done. It does not mean you are guaranteed to win every 4.2 tickets.
John Martin is here trying to educate us. He educated me already that it's not the Gold Rush Doubler Sevens. It is the Gold Rush Sevens Doublers that I'll be giving away. I got fresh batches of these. We're going to be on Friday at Cooper's South, I like to call it, but the original Cooper's next to Sláinte. I may slide over to Sláinte and get some fries over there as well. It's Fleet Week, Flyover Week, downtown, Phillies in, Yankees next week. We're going to be at Costas next Thursday doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. My dear friend Jessica Vallis from Hartford Designs, who just redid our entire website where there are lottery promotions and ads, and John's pieces are up there, and all of our sponsored pieces are up at Baltimore Positive. We'll celebrate her and talk about web development, SEO, SEM, all these cool things. And we're going to eat some crabs and crab cakes and beat the Yankees. That's Thursday. Then we're at Pappas in Parkville the following Tuesday. That is the 25th of the month. Then we're going to figure out July and beyond and our Oyster Tour and all that stuff. John, I got numbers from your crew on sports wagering, and I haven't talked about it a lot. We did a whole lot of, you know, educational stuff in the March Madness, and we get into this time of the year where, you know, I guess people are betting on the U.S. Open this weekend. There's tennis is sort of the original thing I realized that at Wimbledon in the U.K. all of my life, you could sort of bet on premise, which sort of a weird, you know, oddity for an American at any point, especially one in the media and doing football. But for sports wagering and this monthly take every month, you've been on this with me for a couple of years from the very beginning where you were trying to get it open and then trying to gauge, what does this mean to the citizens? Safety, we've talked about. I mean, Otani's been in the news. They banned a couple more players last week for being involved in that. But for the people who play and who want to play and do so in our state, this money goes to, like, this pool. It's no longer for the bookmaker and the bookmaker salad. This is something, as we say, on the up and up. And we don't talk about it a lot with reporting numbers, but it comes in with big numbers. I mean, 7 million, 10 million, whatever the numbers are, it's always bigger in football season. But getting on this calendar for the state to collect money, for you to sort of be in charge of it and being in front of it, these numbers come out. Are they what you expect? Are people sports wagering more than we expected? I know one thing that we all predicted wrong, which was storefront sports wagering is quickly become like Napster and, you know, like a dinosaur. People wager on their phones, and I hear it. I was at Costas the other day. People were talking about it everywhere. We're in a different world for it, but this money goes to a fund here in Maryland that does good things.
The expectations were a little different when we started back in the end of 2021. At that point, you may recall, we only had the brick and mortar, the retail entities, and there were 5 casinos that opened in the December 2021 timeframe.
And I saw lines. You know, I went there Sunday morning, and it was the only place you could bet.
Right, right. And then we, of course, brought in the mobile wagering in November of 2022, and saw the Titanic shift from one side to the other. And today has pretty much maintained that. So it started at roughly a, you know, 90, mid 90s percent mobile and 5% brick and mortar retail, and it's only strengthened that. I think I could do the math here, but I didn't know there was going to be math involved in today's show. But the about 97% of every wager is on the mobile platform. 3%,
and maybe we thought 85, maybe at one point.
Yeah, and then based on what other people had shown in other jurisdictions, that's the only thing we had to go with at that point. So it just shows you in that time frame since 2021 to now 2024. How the industry has continued to grow. We've kind of leveled off. There aren't as many new states popping up as there were when we came on board. So that's kind of leveled
off.
How
much of the country does this? Half? A quarter? Like, how many states can you...
Yeah, in terms of numbers of states, I believe there are 38 jurisdictions now, including Washington, D.C., which has its own situation.
So that's almost three-quarters. You know, that's a lot. I didn't realize it had gotten that... Prevalent.
It's a lot in states, but when you look at population centers, California is not in and probably won't be for a while, Texas, Florida. So you still have a number of major states that aren't in for a reason, and the reasons tend to be political. It's not because they don't have the technology in these states or the willing sports book operators.
Or
it's,
a lottery,
it's a political.
Quite frankly, right?
Well, they you know, they're all, you know, each jurisdiction manages differently. We're somewhat unique in that lottery and gaming regulates sports wagering casinos and runs the lottery. In a lot of other states and jurisdictions, there is a clean break between the lottery operations and another regulatory body that oversees casino and sports wagering entities. So that's kind of where we are in terms of the national landscape. What we're seeing now is, as we expected, some attrition. There are some people who got into the game. We have now today 25 sports books come July 1st, 25 sports books, both mobile and brick and mortar here in the state of Maryland. And last month, as we close out the month of May, generated nearly $7 million to our beneficiary, which is a Blueprint for Maryland's Future Fund. We're now at $54.5 million in fiscal 24 with 1 month left.
Listen, 4 years ago, I'm here, Baltimore Positive, talking about that. I talked about it with the founders and, and you know, everything that went on. And we were like, how are we going to fund it? How are we going to fund it? This is another interesting way. Hey, I go back I've been on the radio 32 years. I remember going back to saying, how are we going to build a stadium? And bonds were, you know, how are we going to build a football stadium to attract a football team if we get one? And lotteries and these games of chance and people doing it responsibly have helped lift a lot of things. And when people come to me about it and talk to me about it, and I bring you on, everybody said, this is one of the reasons we do this, is to talk about, like, this used to be going on illegally, black market, in a bad, bad way, and didn't benefit anybody. And it usually involved the police, right? This is a different, when we start talking about $55 million thus far, we're not even the football season. We're talking about a lot of money here over the next 5, 10, 15 years. That's really going to education, to be honest, right?
Sometimes it's an uncomfortable conversation that I have with players in the marketplace. And I try to be very clear and consistent and transparent. Lotteries and gaming entities exist to fund causes for the state. You know, gambling in more recent times over the last 50 years is basically illegal in any state. Unless a state, and 38 of them have, say, well, you know what, we're going to let in and open up sports wagering because there's an illegal sports wagering market, and we really want to draw the line there. We want to convert those
people. But
that's
where lotteries came in the 60s and 70s, was to take away street dice games, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And to use the profits of that, the taxes derived from that, to fund good causes. And
to
in
fix
many
the
states. Yeah, right. In many states, it varies. Some it's for education. In Pennsylvania, it's for senior citizens programs. In Colorado, it's for natural resources and parks and things like that. So each state has their own
Man,
nuance.
We could do a whole segment on that because I love hearing that, because that's fascinating to me.
It is. It is. There's. It's very unique. And here again, it's, you know, the lottery funds a number of programs, most notably the general fund, which then disperses it to all Marylanders. Casino gaming funds primarily the Education Trust Fund. Sports wagering primarily funds the Blueprint for Maryland's Future Fund.
Kerwin, and so you look, as we would Kerwin, say out loud.
And you look at Kerwin and you think, okay, that's $3.8 billion price tag annually, and we're contributing in this case, you know, $54.5 million. So, you know, it's not meant to fund all of Kerwin. That's not the intent. And sometimes we'll talk to people and they'll get that misconception. And the better misconception is the lottery and gaming exists so that I can win money. And I smile meekly and say, well, that's really not the focus of any lottery, is so a player wins. It's a byproduct of what we do, but the actual purpose of any lottery is to fund the state's causes as that state dictates. And here we have our own, you know, chart of accounts that get funded from lottery proceeds, as we do with it, casino and sports wagering. So it's a little complex math sometimes for people who are emotional and they want to get, you know, they want to win a parlay that they're maybe a little extended on. But yeah, get educated, understand, know the facts, go to mdlottery.com, and you'll get all this information and much more without me droning on about it.
All right. So the one thing I definitely have taken away is this is the Gold Rush Sevens Doubler, never to be called the Gold Rush Doubler Sevens. John Martin is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. Events, they're spinning wheels. They're at the Orioles. They were at the Orioles game this week. They'll be doing a whole bunch of stuff. We're getting out on 4th of July now. My Heritage Fair is coming up. Really, really good times ahead here for the summer. John, appreciate all that you do. Come have a crab cake with me sometime here this summer. I'm starting to be like you last year with the 50th. My 25th anniversary is going away. It's going to be 26. What am I going to do? I'm going to go eat 26 oysters is what I'm going to. That's how I'm going to celebrate in September. And hopefully celebrate with a really relevant football season and an interesting and extended October of baseball we can all wish for here in Baltimore.
There's a lot on our plates, literally and figuratively, is it not?
Well, and I tell you what, the most important thing for you is to get busy trying to figure out how to pay off all these home runs and home run riches, because the Orioles keep hitting them. I hope they keep hitting them. You mentioned these poor people that got the drawing against Philly. They're like the best team, and then we got the Yankees after that. But I have a feeling we're gonna hold our own here the next week, and when you and I get together next week, we'll have good news finals out of Camden Yards and out of the Bronx. John Martin and all of our friends at the Maryland Lottery can be found at MD Lottery. I do give these Gold Rush Sevens Doublers away. I'll be giving these away all week. I have a handful of the Pac-Mans too. If you come find me down at Fleet Week at Cooper's on Friday, I'll have a couple of these. By the time next week goes, though, we go all Gold Rush Sevens Doublers once we get to Dundalk and Costas on the 20th and then the 25th at Pappas. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. The wise conversations continue. We had a lot of rock stars here this week. We've had great conversations with friends, and we're really doing a bang-up job covering the Orioles. Luke's doing a great job with that. You can find it all out at BaltimorePositive.com.